This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. More of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Thanks to Sam McEwen for joining. Michael Bruntz will stop by at 10. We still have our final Price Right video to get in today. And a deck of cards segment at some point. Time's starting to shorten narrow.
We're going to have to go rapid fire
Time's starting to narrow on us little bit. We only got 4 hours of radio left.
Should we just like draw a card at the start of each segment?
That could be a thing.
So that way we get more in.
And of course, we want to hear from you guys still. There is all the time in the world for you to call in or text in 402-464-5685. And now is the time. We go to the Honda of Lincoln hotline. That's where Mike is. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, I have a John Madden story. I couldn't call in at the time, but
I
want to thank you guys for just two fantastic shows. I found myself kind of arranging my work and leisure schedule around your two different shows that you had, and it was just great radio, and I just want you guys to know I appreciate it.
That's awesome, Mike. We appreciate that. We appreciate you, too.
Yeah,
thanks for calling
you're a
in.
Part of those shows. Don't sell yourself short.
You give us content, so we love that.
Well, thanks. I don't know about that, but thanks. But I don't know if you guys ever heard John Madden tell a story about when he was a young coach and learning, but I love this story. So he just started off, and he said he thought he was a pretty smart coach. So he saved up his money and went to listen to Vince Lombardi talk at a coach's clinic. And he says he got in there, and he says Vince Lombardi talked for 4 hours in the morning on the Green Bay Packers sweep. They had lunch, and then he talked 4 more hours. He said for 8 hours, he talked about one play. He says, I found out I didn't know a damn thing about football. So I thought that was a pretty good story. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate everything.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
One play.
That's incredible. I think John Madden learned a thing or two.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best, sitting around listening to people who have, like, been there, done that. Honestly, Jay yesterday.
Yeah.
Anytime Jay goes into that tangent, into that world, I'm, like, locked in. I'm like, this is amazing. I don't know who half these people are, but I love it. I got the chance a couple times to... for when we were Royals affiliates, we'd go down and they'd give us a whole day at the stadium and we got to play around on the field and stuff. But one of the pieces of it was John Mayberry comes into the locker room and he just sits there and you can hang out with him.
Just chat.
This is like a segment. So they have it split out into segments. And John Mayberry just sat there and just said whatever came to his mind for like half hour. I don't know. Could have been, and I was sitting there like, yeah, I'm really excited to go out on the field, you know, take some BP and stuff like that. This is like fulfilling a lifelong dream of mine. But I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave John Mayberry telling these royal stories or whatever stories that he had growing up.
We've talked about this, like, you know, when you come across an athlete or a famous person, like the inclination people have to get autographs or photos or whatever.
Yeah.
And you and I have both discussed where it's like, a 5-minute conversation matters so much more than that photograph or than the...
Even just a little human interaction. Just like whether it's a handshake or like a wave or something like that, they did something unique. Yeah, that's the stuff that I remember. for sure.
Yeah, and it just goes so far. And so, yeah, the opportunity to sit and chat. I mean, some of my favorite interviews are just you bring in some former players and you let them tell stories.
Yeah.
Because you get the opportunity to kind of get to feel what it was like for them and everything else. And they're almost always entertaining.
Always.
And it you get to go in the way back machine. You don't have to think about what's happening currently, which right. might be part of it.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, the nostalgia is hard.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
Football NIT in Sam McEwen's college football universe.
I'm in.
It's just... So there's one of two ways that it can go. You stay like this, and we could keep continuing to kind of rack our brains and like, how do we make these bowl games matter more? How do we get these players to kind of stop opting out? Do we have to incentivize it? And I think a big chunk of it is we have to get the games to matter a little bit more. It's gone away, and it's gone away parallel to the college football playoffs starting because those have devalued. I mean, even a game like the Rose Bowl this year that doesn't happen to be in the college football playoff, whatever two games get left out or whatever four games, I guess, get left out of the playoff and are still New Year's Six games, and all the rest of them get devalued because you feel like your season has fallen short because you don't have the opportunity to play for a national championship.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's just so much different than the college football we grew up with, where it always felt like anybody could win a national championship, you know, if you had a great season or whatever it is. And it would be that same way, but different in a tournament style. I just don't know if, like, the part of the uniqueness of college football is that you have these places around the country and the uniqueness of each of those places, and it matters to them so much. And if you kind of jumble it all together at the end and, you know, they're playing at neutral sites for a tournament or something, like, it feels like the soul gets taken away from it a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, in an ideal world, you have home games for the top 8 seeds in a 16 team tournament. Which I think would be great because then you're talking about like
I think
that
eight
crowd
is,
would be awesome.
I think 8's my max.
8's your max?
I think 8's my max. I
think they're gonna blow by 8.
I think 4 was a you know a
well they
stopgap number anyway.
The final 4.
I think 4 is a stopgap number anyway. I thought 2 was fine, and I still think 2 is kind of fine.
Connor Happer here for the small playoff.
Connor Happer here for the BCS. Honestly, kind of.
Boo.
Yeah. And
boo.
And I like 8 because it gives it a little. It combines the two methods a little bit. It gives it some more parameters, but also the regular season still matters. That's as high as I want to go.
I don't really get into the regular season doesn't matter argument a whole lot because I just don't – I don't put a lot of stock in it. Like, you still got to pretty much be a 10-win team to get into the final 8, 12, yeah. 16.
Maybe. I mean, Nebraska's won a division at 7-5 before.
Sure.
Now they didn't win their conference
title. Being a
division
winner game. Versus being a conference winner, a little bit different.
Sure.
Like, obviously, Wisconsin in 2012
there's
would be
been, yeah, there's been
that.
8-win teams to win conferences.
Sure. And look. That happens. They get included. Whatever. We move on with it. But they have to go win that next game for it to matter. I just like the idea. So the only two games that I remotely care about are Cincinnati, Alabama,
Right.
And Michigan, Georgia.
Right.
And I'm actually really excited for Friday.
Me too.
I have planned, it's going to be, there's going to be a group of us. We're going to go watch these games.
The top of the sport is huge
cabin.
Now.
Like, it's going to be an awesome, awesome time.
But it is dissipated the rest of it.
Yeah. And so I guess if I can get two more games like that or four more games like that, that excites me from the perspective of, well, at least I have a reason to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, instead of talking myself into tomorrow trying to catch the end of the Duke's Mayo Bowl so I can see whether Mac
For
Brown
sure.
gets slathered by mayonnaise.
And look, I love March Madness. Like somebody, Kirk from Georgia, said, yeah, you love March Madness. 12 seems ideal because it gives a top four a bye. Like, yeah, I love March Madness, but I love March Madness because it's March Madness. Yeah. It's by, like, I don't want to have football March Madness.
It's also,
I want football to be its own thing.
I do think,
and I want the,
like,
NFL
a,
playoffs to be the NFL yeah, playoffs and have their
a difference
own format. Yeah.
For basketball and football. I mean, I love conference tournament week
yes.
for basketball. Like, I can't sit there and watch Minnesota-West Virginia for an entire game, but if you give me St. Mary's San Francisco and the winner gets to play Gonzaga,
yes,
I one
UNO I'm, South Dakota
I'm texting
State.
Friends like, we need to change our Vegas trip so we can be in Vegas at the time of the WCC tournament.
Yes,
two, I'm really interested because there's stakes. There's something there that matters.
I love stakes.
Well,
I love stakes. Connor Happer here for stakes.
Have we ever considered stakes? But it doesn't feel like there's stakes when Clemson plays Iowa State today.
No.
Which we now know is today instead of saying that there aren't games.
That is correct.
So that's part of it for me is, like, I need something to have, like, a little – it needs to matter when a team wins or loses.
I totally agree.
And so if that is expanding the college football playoff – but even – like, I could talk myself into an NIT version of this too. Like, it'd be very pared down. I think you'd only have 4 to 6 to maybe 8 teams.
Would teams want to do it?
Maybe.
Like, some good group of fives, maybe?
Yeah.
And they get the random matchup with...
Well, I mean, I've always wanted a group of five playoff in a college football. Like, so then... But now Cincinnati broke through the glass ceiling,
right.
So that we don't have to do that anymore. By the way, are you sort of keeping an eye on the fact that the SEC just can't win games in bowl season?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a tradition unlike any other.
Does this mean anything for Cincinnati, Alabama for you?
Well, I like Cincinnati to compete in that game either way.
I do too.
Yeah.
I was already pretty excited about Cincinnati. Yeah. Now
I also like Michigan.
Yeah.
I like Michigan to win outright.
A little less on Michigan, but because not that I think Cincinnati's going to win outright, but I think they're going to make it a game.
I like
I'm not simple over here thinking it's going to be 56-7.
I have Michigan winning against Georgia.
Do you have Michigan winning the national title?
I sprinkled.
He's sprinkled.
I've
trying to buy stakes with Jim Harbaugh.
I've switched it around a little bit. Not sure what's come out yet.
Okay.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back with our final Happer's Hot Wheels from Price Ride Auto. Check out the video stream to see my face when we start going very fast in a Camaro. Next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.